Hello, it's the 27th of September. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A public analysis will take place later today to discuss in detail London Luton Airport's plans for expansion. The inquiry will address regional air quality and noise issues, as well as climate, quality of life impacts of rising traveller figures. London Luton Airport Operations Limited would like to increase passenger numbers from 18 to 19 million per year. A spokesperson for the London and District Association for the Control of Aircraft Noise and Anti-Airport Growth Campaign Group said, "We expect the hearings to shine some uncomfortable light on how the Borough Council and the airport failed to ensure the required balance between growth and mitigation." An LLAOL representative responded, "Our project enables us to put the airport on the best possible footing, which supports the local economy." Beds Police are investigating a stabbing which occurred yesterday afternoon outside Bedford College. A teenage male student received a stab wound to his hand following an attempted robbery. Two assailants are being sought by police. Unite has accepted an offer from Arriva Bus Company, averting a strike scheduled for the end of the week. The employment action would have affected transport services in Luton. Workers in Bedfordshire are expected to receive a 10.4% pay increase, 6% more than the previous wage proposal. Unite spokesperson Sharon Graham said, "Our members secured this improved deal by standing together in their union." The Creating Memories charity have donated a special robot to Hamza, a young man who loves robots because they don't feel pain. The teenager, currently at Luton's Keach Hospice Care, suffers from a condition where even a sneeze can cause bone breakages within his body. The robot was a welcome surprise. That's all for today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.